Hello and welcome. You've tuned into Active Listening with T4 Tactics. I'm Marco Galbraith, your host, and our podcast is all about personal success and networking. We'll discuss small business tips, health and wellness issues, personal safety tips, financial gain, and a variety of other topics from professionals in the field. And once in a while, we'll throw in our area of expertise, firearm safety and active shooter response for businesses, churches, and schools. So sit back, relax, listen and learn. Active Listening with T4 Tactics. Welcome to Active Listening. I'm your host, Marco Galbraith with T4 Tactics. And today is the last day of May. This year is flying by. I hope everybody's had a productive 2023 so far. And I hope you have a safe, productive, enjoyable the rest of 2023. I'm going to talk a little bit today about why you should have a security system in your home, and you're going to hear an incident that I worked, a serial burglar that I worked, where you're probably going to want to go out and get a security system for your house today. To preempt it and to give myself a little bit of credibility, I don't sell security systems. I don't sell anything to do with security systems. I'm not an employee of a security system. I'm here to tell you from my experience, if you don't have a security system on your home and or your office, but if you don't have a security system on your home, you'd better go and get one yesterday. I worked mostly serial bank robbers. Now I'm hungry for Captain Crunch cereal. I don't know why that just popped in my head, but I worked a serial burglar in the late 80s in South Daytona, Florida. It's just south of Daytona Beach. It borders Daytona Beach. South Daytona, Florida, when I worked for the police department down there. And we had a serial burglar that was known in the media as the primetime burglar. And let me tell you, he was tearing up Daytona Beach with occupied burglaries. If you don't know what that is, an occupied residential burglary is a burglary that occurs when you're home. Let me tell you this. A robbery is by force. So a lot of people will say, well, my house was robbed. Well, if you weren't there and they didn't threaten you with force or violence, it wasn't a robbery, it was a burglary. So a burglary is when just somebody comes in, they don't use force against you. They come in, they take your stuff and they leave. So Lewis Reed, later changed the name to Muhammad. He was an African-American male and he was all chest, all shoulders and all arms. This guy was ripped, absolutely ripped, in shape. Spent a lot of time in prison, so he had that prison physique where he was absolutely ripped. Well, Lewis figured out that back in the 80s, late 80s, there was primetime television. This was before Netflix, this was before Disney Channel, this was before internet, and you only had a certain amount of channels to watch. Well, they had primetime television. 8 o'clock every night, that's when you go to the TV, you're glued to the TV. If you remember the show Dallas and Who Shot JR, Dallas had people, the TV show Dallas, the series, had people absolutely glued to their TV. Well, Lewis figured out that they're distracted by their TV. He also figured out that when the people are home, their wallets and their purses are home. So Lewis would sneak in the back window when they're watching TV. And we later, after we arrested Lewis, he was very respectful to us, went out to the jail, you know, we interviewed him, and he sat down and he told us everything. Because now he's looking at a life of prison. He had 27,000 strikes, and it's time to spend some prison time. So he was very upfront with us, very, very honest, and again, respectful to us. We were respectful to him. But he was telling us that he would be coming through a window. He would do it in the spring and fall months, winter months in Florida when it's not so humid and people have their windows open. He'd be coming to the back window at primetime TV when people are glued to their TV and the dog is barking and people would tell their dog, shut up, shut up, go lay down, shut up. He said he was halfway through the window at one place and a lady came and picked up her dog and put the dog in the bathroom and shut the bathroom door because the dog was barking too much. Friends, the dog is barking because Lewis is coming in your back window. And he said that TV was priority. Let's switch gears a little bit. We unfortunately have so much priority now with our phones, internet, computers. It's probably worse. But he also told us he would only take cash. He would get to their wallets and their purses, because if they're home, their wallet and their cash is home. He would only take cash because it's untraceable. He doesn't take jewelry. He doesn't take any other items. But he said, we were interviewing him, and he said, Marco, I can't tell you how many times I'm at the foot of somebody's bed, male, female, husband, wife, kids, and I'm rooting through their wallet or their purse, and they're right there asleep. If that doesn't give you chills, now again, remember, he was a very, very physically fit, strong, powerful man. Thank goodness he wasn't looking for anything other than money. He was not, pretty much he was nonviolent. He wasn't looking for anything other than cash. But the dog, you know, people tell him to shut up and going through the windows. And it's just amazing the people that he would walk right behind, and they're glued, they're focused. They got tunnel vision on that TV because they got to see what's coming up next. So let's think about an alarm system. I do personal protection in the home training, where I come out to your house. T4 Tactics will come out to your house, and I'll look at everything outside. And I'll say, you know, you could do this, you could do that, you could do this. We'll go inside and say, you can do this. I'm going to give you tips. What we want to do is, we don't want our house to look like a prison, but we do want to have somebody look at the house and say, you know what, that's not the place to attack. If somebody does get in our house, we want the house, the interior of the house, to work for us and not against us. There are items you can put around their house. I'm not talking about weapons, but there are items that you can put around your house, decorative items that can be used to assist you in a violent attack. And I'm not talking about weaponry going after the person, but there are strategic things we can do. And that's very important, because we have to think about home invasion. We have to think about this, that, but an alarm system, I don't see these alarm systems. I go to these people's houses and they're all concerned about their safety and security. And I'm like, do you have an alarm system, cameras, anything like that? No, we don't. Folks, they're not that expensive to install. They're not that expensive per month. But a lot of alarm systems now will tell you if a door or window is open, basement door 3 open, or bedroom window 4 open, bedroom window 4 closed. That's going to verbally announce that somebody has just opened a window. I know in our house, if we didn't have an alarm system, I could be upstairs watching TV and I would never hear anybody kick in the basement door. It's the house is too big for that. So we have an alarm system. We have cameras. They've got an app where you can check the opening and closing of doors. If you're in Germany and you forget to set your alarm, you can set the alarm. You can turn the alarm off. You can look at cameras. They have all this technology. But what we don't want to do is not have an alarm system in our house, and we come home, ladies, you come home alone, and there's somebody that's made entry in your house and they're there waiting for you. An alarm system is going to give you that peace of mind. You're going to set the alarm in stay mode when you go to bed at night. If somebody accesses a window or door or a motion sensor, it's going to alert you. It's going to alert the call center. It's going to alert the police. Again, we don't want to have an alarm system that has a call center. And these are things to look out for when you pick an alarm company. You don't want to have an alarm company that has a call center, let's say in Tornado Alley in the United States. They have a tornado and their system is down because of the services are down, the utilities are down, and you need police or fire or medical. These alarm systems have water leak detectors that you can put by your plumbing, or you can put by your hot water heater. In case it leaks, it's going to send you an alert through email or through your phone. But the main thing we want to do is think about our safety and security, and we want to think about securing that home. What if, as humans, we don't think anything bad is going to happen to us? I teach active shooter response training, and I go out to these places and I interview these people that have been involved in horrible, horrible, violent crimes, and they always say the same thing. I didn't think it would happen to me. It's not supposed to happen here. Unfortunately, we have 3 UVA football players here in Virginia that when they got on a bus in Washington, D.C., I can guarantee you they never thought for one second that I won't be getting off the bus at UVA in Charlottesville, Virginia. Just a few days after that, we had 6 Walmart employees that clocked in for work, and I guarantee you all 6 of them never thought that their team supervisor would come in the break room and kill all 6 of them. We don't think like that. So we have to think about being prepared. think about getting an alarm system for your house. That's just one more step of security. But ladies, if you live alone, you really don't have a choice. You need to have some type of security system for your house to let you know when I come home, when I leave the house, I'm going to set that alarm. And when I come home, I'm going to deactivate that alarm or disarm the alarm. And that's going to let me know nobody's been in the house because there's no disruption of the alarm service. Very, very, very important. So again, we do personal protection home classes. I don't want this to be an advertising seminar, but let's, you know, I did a podcast last few weeks ago about the immigrants that are being led into this country. And we're going to start seeing rural America. We're going to start seeing the suburbs. These people are going to start moving in. And a lot of them, unfortunately, are violent because they're not being vetted. So I'm just telling you that you can go to any company you want, but I can guide you. I have a few reps in town that can give you they can come out and give you a consultation of an alarm here in Lynchburg, Virginia. They're all over the country, but you can come out and you have them come out and give you a consultation. Again, we do personal protection in the home training. I'm very careful that what I see in your home, it's only me. I'm a one-man show. Most of my career, I worked in the special investigations, the major case unit, so I understand the need for confidentiality. That's why I never post or talk about on social media. I don't talk to anybody about who I train for active shooter response training. I feel that that should be between that business and T4 Tactics. And what I'm told from an HR standpoint, what I'm told in conversation about we're having a problem with this employee, that employee, that needs to stay completely confidential. It doesn't be announced. So with that being said, when I do personal protection in your home class, it stays completely confidential. I understand the need not to run my pie hole about what I see at people's houses, what their security setup is. Same with businesses. I used to have a t-shirt that said, three can keep a secret if two are dead. That's a good one. Oh, this is scary. Nowadays, you can't say that. People get offended. So think about it. Think about an alarm system. Again, the installation is, it's all, you can go wireless, and there is so much technology with camera, Wi-Fi cameras, the app that'll tell you everything you need to know about the activity on doors and windows when you're home and when you're not home. But think about that. Installation's not expensive. And then you can get a monthly monitoring rate that gives you that the access to that app and cameras while you're away. It's a peace of mind. We gotta protect our family. We gotta protect ourselves. Remember, you are the only person that you can depend on at the end of the day to protect yourself. That's it. We can't depend on others. We can't depend on the police all the time. And I don't say that dogging out the police, but you could live in an area where the roads are icy and it's going to slow down police response dramatically. You could live in an area where the police are so overwhelmed and understaffed that they're not going to get to you on a priority call because they've got so many other calls holding. They don't have the manpower. Or what if your county or city has a horrible traffic crash and an armed robbery at the same time or a person shot? They're not coming to you. That's not the priority, regardless of what's happening. Dispatchers have a call priority log, and you may not fall on the top. So you need to do everything you can do to protect yourself. Think it through. We know that, unfortunately, and I say this with full due respect to people involved in it, but Uvalde was a big failure in law enforcement. Cops are recruited from the human race. Cops are scared. Cops are selfish. I'll put that out there. There are a lot of brave men and women in law enforcement that will rush right into gunfire, but there are also some, and I worked with some, that were written up for cowardism on not doing what they should do. So you do everything you can do to protect yourself. And if I can help you out or give you any guidance on an alarm system, if you want to come by here and talk to me, again, I don't sell anything to do with it. You want to come by here and talk to me, I will guide you in the right direction, and then you can call whoever you want or area rep and get them to come out. But it's definitely worth getting somebody to come out to your house and get a price. Main thing that T4 Tactics wants to do is reduce injuries and save lives. Be safe, everyone, and take care.